Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour Wrecker Service with Wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. The Port Austin Township Board of Trustees approved accepting a Department of Natural Resources grant from the Huron County Economic Development Corporation. The board decided to put the grant money in an account earmarked for the Grindstone City Boating Access Site. In October 2025, Lisa Pridnia, who is the Port Austin Community Liaison for the DNR, attended the Michigan State Waterways Commission meeting. She thanked the commissions for their involvement and partnership in the redevelopment of the Port Austin State Harbor. During the Waterways Commission meeting, Kristen Kosick, who is the Chief of Parks and Recreation, requested a ribbon-cutting ceremony be held at Port Austin State Harbor once the 2026 boating season begins. As that meeting was wrapping up, it was noted the commission and DNR staff had toured various boating facilities, which included the Sebring Harbor Marina, Bayport Boating Access Site, Caseville Harbor, Port Austin State Harbor, Grindstone City Boating Access Site, and the Harbor Beach Marina. And the Sebring DPW and the village's light and water department worked together on some matters. DPW workers picked up wood from the two trees that the light and water department cut down that were in the right-of-way. They also assisted the Light and Water Department with some tree trimming and bush chipping as well. In addition, there were 8 loads of other brush that were disposed of. In other DPW matters, workers transferred water from Lagoon 4 to Lagoon 5 as part of the spring discharge, and a stone measuring approximately 8 by 12 feet was hauled to lagoons for placement along a bank. During the meeting, it was reported the Army Corps of Engineers have chosen a contractor for the steel sheet wall placement along the river, but that was all the information that was available on the issue. It was also noted that the local contractor is looking at the Center Street Bridge approaches to submit an estimate before the agreement with Spicer Engineering is signed. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news. During the Port Austin Township Board of Trustees meeting, it was noted grants will be sought to do some infrastructure improvement to its water and sewer system. The Port Austin Area Sewer and Water Authority, a PAASWA system, was developed in 2016 to provide drinking water and sanitary sewer services to the township of the village of Port Austin. The township and the village of Port Austin. The water distribution and sanitary sewer collection systems contain over a combined 23 miles of underground piping, 243 main valves, 113 fire hydrants, and a 100,000-gallon water tower, and 4 sanitary sewer pump lift stations. In addition, the PAASWA also provides drinking water to Point of Arcs Township. In other township matters, the board set the hearing on the proposed 2026-27 budget to be at 4:45 p.m. on March 17th, with the regular meeting, to follow. During that meeting, the board is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.